Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Dalid Omud Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're still in the middle of Simin Tofreish Lamed Tes, which deals with the halachos of eating and sleeping in the sukkah. And we begin on the very top line with Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Achila b'sukkah, belel yom tov harishon, eating in the sukkah on the first night of sukkahs, chov, is an obligation. As opposed to, we'll see, the rest of sukkahs, it's a wonderful, wonderful mitzvah, but not necessarily an obligation. And we'll see this is analogous to eating matzah on Pesach. And the Mechaber continues, and he says, Afilu ochal kezayis pas yotzei dechavosu. As long as you ate only a kezayis, you don't even have to eat a kebetza, you fulfilled your Torah obligation. Again, that's not the optimal, that's not mitzvah min amuvchar, and that certainly is not the way a Talmud Chacham or Zohar b'mitzvah should act, but that is the minimal obligation. Mikan ve'elech, beyond that first kizayis in the sukkah, rishus, it's an option. If you want to eat, you can. If you're not eating, you don't have to. Rotzo lechol suda, so every sukkah. If you're eating a meal, then you have to eat it in the sukkah. But rotzo, if you choose, eino ochel kol shiva, and you're not going to have a kebetza worth of pas, all shiva, you're just going to have a kizayis, or you can have elaperos or kloyos, you're just going to have fruits or various types of nuts or toasted kernels, chutz l'sukkah ochel, then you can eat those outside the sukkah, Kedin achilas matzah Pesach, the similar din to the din of eating matzah on Pesach. Now that was quite a mouthful. So let's go now to the Mishneh Berurah Sivkot Nyutes and see inside. He says, Rosh Shalom, what the Mechaber is telling us is here, is the Belel Yom Tov Arishon, on the first night of Sukkot, Mechuyiv Lechol Basukkah, a person is obligated to eat in the Sukkah, and the minimal amount to be fulfilling this obligation, Vafilu Emeinu Ochel Ela Kezayis, here as opposed to Kebetza, or a little bit plus a kebetza that you have to normally to eat to make a leisha basukkah, here a kezayis is adequate. Again, not optimal, but adequate. Masha ein kein milel zevahola. After this, afilu b'shabbos yontif demchuy lechol pas, even on Shabbos and yontif, which you do have an obligation to eat bread, we wash, ein demchuy lechol basukkah. You don't technically have to eat it in the sukkah. Elamocho yosem mikebetza. If you have more than a kebetza, then the havi achilas keva, it's a set meal, and you'd have to have it in the sukkah. Vatam, Delilah's a chomer. Why is the first night more chomer? That even a kezayis is adequate, and that you have to have even a kezayis in the sukkah. The gamrinun chamishoso michag matzos, because we learn it out from Pesach, and it says by Pesach, the Gzei Rishav, it says chamisho also by Pesach, it says chamisho also by sukkahs, and mahasim by Pesach, rak lila rishon chova, the technical obligation to eat matzah on Pesach is fulfilled by eating kezayis on the first night. And after that, it's a rishus, although we'll bring down later in the shiur, and with the famous var that we said from the Vilna Gaon, that every time you eat, you get a b'kiyam of a mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach. So to Ovia, the Mishnah was going to suggest that maybe you get a kiyam of a mitzvah every time you eat pas in the sukkah. In any event, the chiyav is only that first kezayis. Av hachi nami linyan sukkah. The same din applies in regards to sukkah. Dershu footnote number 26 brings down, he says, wait a second, the eating on Shabbos and Yontif in and of itself is considered something that is a significant act, and therefore you should be obligated because that's like a significant act of eating, even though it's not a kibetza. Umadua, therefore, why, then you should have a chiyav to eat the sukkah, even if it's only a kezayis. So the Sfas Emes asked this question, and Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal gives an answer, and he says, Shekivin she'en chashivut so'achilu she'yachas le'sukkah. The eating is not significant because of sukkahs, it's because of Shabbos and Yontif, and therefore it's not considered significant in regards to the sukkah unless you have a kebetza. Dershu foot number 27 brings down, Vimlo kivein belel yom tov rishon b'achilas ha'kezayis rishon l'shem kiyum mitzvah sukkah. If you didn't have in mind that you're doing l'shem kiyum mitzvah sukkah, so the bir halacha in Simin Samach brought down the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch that you'd be yotzi b'dieved if you did a mitzvah, because lahalach we pass him mitzvah strichas kavana. Nevertheless, binyan yachila hakavana eno ma'keves mishum shenan nebiachila. Since by food you did get hanah from it, so even if you didn't have kavana, you are yotzi. Bach, however, would say that you're not yotzi. And then he adds, "Va'kavon sheish l'chavim b'chilas l'kezayis below rishon." You have to have in mind what kavon on the first night. So the Chidah says, "Shetorch l'chavim b'feirish." That should have in mind specifically the mitzvah to eat in the sukkah on the first night, which is learned out the chamisha also from matzah. Milvad hakavon haklolu shemitzvah shishiva sukkah b'choy mechag, which is separate than the general mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah for the rest of Yontif. And this is also brought down by the Mati Ephraim and Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chof, where he says that you have to have a kizayis. The kivin the gamina mechayek amatzo. Since we learn it out through the tesvav xerishav legarmi gamina minet, we learn it out entirely. Mahosam bechazayis, just like on Pesach, it's a kizayis of matzah of dogon. Afocha bechazayis dogon. Therefore, you have to have a kizayis of dogon over here as well. The Rishavut number 28 says the shear for this nowadays is shear shtei shlishei mi beitza, 2/3 of a beitza beitanis shows manenu of our eggs nowadays. With the shell. That is the shear, lemaisa. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chafal tells us you have to have pas, below mini targima, and not other types of foods that accompany the bread that are delicious and tasty, the sveka deraisu, because this is something deraisa in terms of fulfilling this mitzvah, begam lo pas kistin, ela pas gomer, and therefore don't even use pas above a kistin, but use real pas. In the issue for number 29, he brings down an interesting discussion. Should you or should you not have the first bite, the first kizayis of the bread with honey? Now, many have a minhag that they have honey during the Aser Simei Tshuva, but many carried on and continued this minhag to have honey with their challah or matzah throughout Sukkos, up until you leave the Sukkah. In any event, so what is the halacha over here? So he brings down from the Shel Tshuva Yad Elio. She'ein la'ochlo im dvash. You specifically should not have it with honey because the honey will be mevatel the time of the pas. And just like with matzah, we don't have anything with the matzah, so too over here, you shouldn't have anything with the honey. And this is also the opinion of the Sefer Beis HaShoeva. And he points out from the Slach, she'kosh she'ein sukkah doma la'matzah b'dovazet. But the Slach says, no, they're not comparable. On the other hand, Reb Chaim Briska, the great Godol Reb Chaim Briska, the Briska Rav, so Tzal says she'ain shayach lomar legabi mitzvah sukkah she'tam shel meichel rishus mevatel es tamu shel hamitzvah. He says it doesn't work this way by sukkahs. Why not? Kiv shalom nemar zos el legabi matzah. This was only said by matzah. She biatzmosa meichel shemitzah. The matzah is the act of the mitzvah. L'chein in levatel es tamu. Therefore, you have to have the taste of the matzah. But in regards to sukkah, hamitzvah b'layel rishon eino achilas pas. It's not specifically that you have to have pas, elu yeshiva, kviyas besukkah, but you have to yeshiva in the sukkah, and kviyas in the sukkah, which is accomplished via the pas. And this was the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal against the Yad Eliyahu. Hagoyin Harav David Baran was makbid lechol l'sakazayis rishon bedavka im dvash o lifton. He would specifically have it with some accompanying thing, because of the chiva of a mitzvah, to make it more tasty, and simchas yontif. And therefore he says, if you want to be yotze the Yad Eliyahu, have a kizayis with honey and have a kizayis without honey. And this way you yotze mimanu shach. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chof Beis says, the apple gav de b'shayim hayomim shirachi l'chutz sukkah b'chabetza. As we already pointed out, the rest of sukkahs, you could have up to a kabetza technically outside the sukkah, avalel rishon shuchov tvei, but the first night, which is a special extra mitzvah, afilu lo boy l'mechal el kizayis. Even if you only want to eat a kizayis, you wouldn't be allowed to eat it outside the sukkah. Also loch l'chutz lo, and therefore, that turns it around, and hilchach yotzi ba nami de sukkah. And therefore, if you only have a kizayis yotzi, the obligation to eat in the sukkah, the tzorch levarach leishah b'sukkah, and you can make a leishah b'sukkah on this. Behainu kishayin lo yosef. Now, this is only if you don't have more than a kizayis. Avlam yeshlo, if you have more than a kizayis, b'vaad daimen anochon shilchach yosef in kibetza. Certainly, you should have more than a kibetza. Lotzis gam da'as ha-sovrim. There would be yotzi, those poskim that say the lotzis yidei mitzvah asay b'yin and shiochal shir hamachayev lechol besukkah koshiva. There are those that say no, that you do have to have a kibetz is worth at least dani yosim a kibetz, a little bit more than a kibetz at least. And kotzul achronim, they add further the b'yin and shlo yishab achilos hakizayis yosim achdei achilas pras, and you should have this kizayis within the shir of a kidei achilas pras, which the issue footnote number 30 reminds us some of those details as well. Ayin sham. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chof Gimel tells us that the rest of sukkahs, if you don't want to, you don't have to have a kibetz is worth the pas, or you could just have vegetables. Hainu cholamoid, he's talking about cholamoid. Avol b'shabbos v'yontiv, tzorich lachol pas, at least the kizayis pas, ach lo boi b'sukkah. But you could eat that technically outside the sukkah because it's not a kibetz. V'avtiv b'sim reich sadi alav kosov v'morgen avroam, nilasu the shabbos tzorich gam kein kibetz. But there are those that say that on Shabbos you'd have a kibetz as well. Or a little bit plus, kibetz of yoser, kibetz of every sudas keva, to make it into a sudas keva. So then too, on sukkahs, you should have to have that, and therefore you'd have to have it in the sukkah. Hasel amitz will be am lechachila. That's only lechachila that you should have that. But b'diyevet, day b'chazayis, it will be adequate lechazayis. And Dishu foot number 32 brings down that we learned previously in Hilchos Shabbos, shenochel lahachmi lechachila lecho yoser mekibetz im efshalo, that you should try to fulfill this din of having at least a little bit more than a kibetz on Shabbos and Yotiv and on Sukkot as well. However, that's the lichatrila, but b'diyevid you really see with the kizayis. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chavit Dalet tells us that this is comparable to the mitzvah of matzah, and therefore, I alluded to this earlier, here the Mishnah Berurah says, Nistapakti, he's not sure. Levi Mashi Yadua Das Agor, the famous Shita, the Vilna Gaon, the mitzvah lechol matzah kol shivisim Pesach, he holds that every time you eat matzah and Pesach, it's a mitzvah. You're only obligated to say it, but every time you eat it, you get a mitzvah. So Kipashti Dekro, based upon the Pasuk, Shivas Yom and Tochlu Matzah, the Pasuk says you should eat matzah 7 days. El, the mitzvah says, Sehu Rak Bi'erev, but the only time you're obligated specifically is on the first night. Masha Ein Kain Achakach, after that first night, Hu Rak Mitzvah Yama is just quote a mitzvah. So maybe the Mishnah Berurah says, Efshar Dehu Adin Hocha. Maybe the same thing applies by Sukkos. Mitzvah Lechachila Chopas Kol Shiva Yomim. Technically, there probably is a mitzvah here as well to eat all 7 days pas of Sukkos and to make a bracha leisha basukkah. Maybe not an obligation, but certainly a mitzvah. Then we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, v'lo yocha b'layla rishona, achi hei vade layla. He brings up the Beis Yosef in the name of the Yochus Chaim. You should make sure that you're eating the kizayis on the first night of Pesach, definitely afterwards vade layla. Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Chof, hey, dachila sukkah b'layla rishona, hu dumyu dachila smatza b'layla Pesach. We learned that the Gzeir Shavu Tezvav. And just like on Pesach, the Gzeir Bo Erev Tochlu Matzos, it says you have to eat the matzos at night, v'ayinu mishat tachshach, which means after dark. So too, by sukkah, through the Gzeir Shavu, you have to have the kizayis minimum of pas in the sukkah after dark. If you ate during the Ben Hashmoshos and ate a kizayis, you have to go and eat another kizayis after it's definitely dark. But here, you don't have to make another bracha. Don't make a second bracha because maybe you were yotzei. Then Ben Hashmoshos was already dark. And therefore, safik brachos lachol. We go safik brachos lachol and don't make you eat it again. The issue footnote number 33 has an interesting discussion. Yesh lechalek b'din zeh be'mitzvah matzah l'sukkah. One could have made a distinction. And Chaim Briska, Zatzal, the great Briska Rav, was famous for making such distinctions. And he said that you could differentiate shematzah ein shayach l'ochel l'fnei halayla. You can't eat matzah before the night time. Imeisha mitzvasa ein obalayla, as the pasuk says, ba'erev tochlu matzos. Ein din tosefis yontif yochol l'hafich siyom l'layla. You can't make the tosefis yontif, make the day into night time. You can make it into yontif, but you can't make it into night time. As opposed to by sukkah, Mitzvah shayeches gam biyom. The mitzvah of eating in a sukkah is during the daytime too. If you have a situation where you're obligated to eat bread, shein tam shizman tosefes yontif lo yichoshiv yontif atzma linyan zeh. And therefore, you can make yontif early technically, and have the obligation then if you're eating a kibetz's worth of pas to have to eat it in the sukkah. The yotzo bo yidei mitzvah sukkah, and therefore you fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah. And you have another kizayis at nighttime. And that you could fulfill with the kizayis after it's dark with the gzeir shava. But you could technically eat beforehand. And he brings down from the Dvar Yechezkel that the Ramah didn't say this. Because he was concerned with the sheet of Tosos brought down from Ksuvos, because Tosos says that no, it's technically not yontif. You're not allowed to do malacha, but you can't fulfill any mitzvahs then. So therefore, it's only in a negative way yontif, but not in a positive way. And therefore, he was choshish for that sheet of the Ramah, and that's why he didn't mention that you could go and eat before it's dark, as long as you had a kezayis after it is vaday laila. The Ramah continues and says, V'yochal kodum chatzos alayla. He brings down from the Revile and from the Maril that you should eat the kizayis, at least of bread in the sukkah before it's midnight. Kodum chatzos alayla. Why is that? Mishmur explains, Sivkot Chavav, the Dumi de Matzah. Again, it's comparable to Matzah. The Bina Shiochlu kodum chatzos. That we have opinions that say you can't fulfill the mitzvah after chatzos, or at least it's preferential to fulfill the mitzvah before chatzos. Kidemuch besimen tov ayin zayin sif alef, as we learn in Hilchos Pesach. Ubi diyevet. What happens if you didn't do this? You didn't eat by chatzos. Im lo achol kolim chatzos, you were unable to do so. Chay lechol achatzos. You do have to eat after chatzos. The gam b'matzah din hachi. That's also halacha by matzah. Kamoshe kosavnu b'simin tofayin zayin. It's blowing in Huchos Pesach as well. V'yuchol avarach leisha b'sukkah. And even if you're eating it after chatzos, you can make a leisha b'sukkah. V'rak sh'oz dino kishayim b'sukkah. But there, it's like the rest of sukkah. Shein lavarach leisha b'sukkah. Ach shiochol yosu mechabetza. There you have to have more than a kabetza in order to obligate you in the mitzvah of leishev b'sukkah. Then the Ramah adds another din, and he says, Lo yochal bayom, you shouldn't eat erev sukkos mechatzos veilech from midday and on, from chatzos and onwards. So you should have a desire to eat the food that you're eating that night in the sukkah litiyovin. Kadesh yochal besukkah litiyovin. He brings it down from the Maril as well. And again, this is dumyo da'achilas matzah. This is very similar to the custom of not eating matzah on erev Pesach. Again, some even go all the way up to Purim in order to show this desire to eat the matzah b'teyavon. So too, you should eat in the sukkah b'teyavon, so don't eat and stuff yourself on Erev Sukkos. Mishbura says, in Sid Katan Chav Zayin, Mechatzos v'eilach, so he brings down, ha'achronim hiskim ledina. The bottom line is, however, that from Chatzos is a little bit more than is needed, and the Maisa ledina, deino osur, you're only not supposed to eat, ki mitchilas shor revius, 4 hours after the midday. In other words, you shouldn't eat from the 10th hour. Like we passing there in Hilchos Matzah. And all of the other particulars there that would stop you from having the matzah l'tayavon, you have the same dinim over here in regards to sukkah as well. Siftal, the Mechaber writes, Kol Shivas Hayomim Korei Velo Mei the Rama adds, all 7 days you're supposed to learn Besocha Sukkah, in the Sukkah. However, Ukishenavin, Umedaktik, Bumashi Yikra, Vilmo the Rama adds, if you already know it and you're just chazering over here to make sure that you have it perfectly, then Yochalumo the Rama says, Chutzl Sukkah, you can learn outside the Sukkah. The Mechaber continues, Kadeshate Daitum Yushevas Love, in order that you should be able to learn in more peace and comfort. Likewise, hamispalo, if you're davening, rotin mispalo besukkah or chutzal sukkah. You have the choice to daven in the sukkah or outside the sukkah. We'll see the bottom line is, whatever way is the most comfortable for you, that's the way you should do it. The Mishbura says in Siv Katan Chav Ches, Rosaloma, what the Mechaber was telling us over here was, that oz tov lo yosu lumo b'vayis, when you're chazering, it's better to learn in the house, to be very careful and medaktik in what you're doing, because the new stuff, sha'avir yofilu l'ha'achiv daito, the fresh air will help you learn new stuff better. But the Chazer says it might be better for many people to do it inside the house. Again, as we'll see in a moment, this all is dependent upon each person's individual preferences. Sivkot and Chavtes, because inside you might be able to learn better. But the Mishnah Berurah says, v'akol l'fi ha'inyan. Everything goes like the way it practically is. And the Sharet Zion Osun Gimli brings down name in the Modern Gavram. He says, Kain's the cause of a Prisha. The Prisha says the same thing. The Achshav Bizmanenu, nowadays, Shirov Bnei Adam Einon Basukka Kol Yom. Most people don't sit in the Sukkah all day long. Kimishas Achila. They go, they eat in the Sukkah. Tzorech L'lmod Afilu Dover Iyon Basukka. Therefore, we should go and try to learn specifically in the Sukkah, even things that we have to concentrate a lot on, because we're not spending our full day in the sukkah. You should try to spend as much time in the sukkah as possible. And the Mishbura explains, Dim Dayatum Yushevis Basukkah. If a person can learn comfortably in the sukkah, Sheyesh Lo Menucha Sham, he feels better learning in the sukkah, Lomi Basukkah, absolutely learn the sukkah. Well, the Fomim Motsi, Sheyesh Kor, Umitztar. However, if it's sometimes too cold and you're going to be uncomfortable learning in the sukkah, Im Yesh Sham Harbe, if you're going to sit there a long time, Likros Laim Bilimudo, to sit and learn in depth in the sukkah, then Hu Potter, then better go learn in the house. And likewise, if you have a whole bunch of svarim that you have to bring out, then look at another one, go in and out, after the potter. Maybe in that situation as well, you will be potter from having to learn in the sukkah. However, if you could easily leave your svarim out there, there's no problem with rain, especially in Eretz Yisrael, usually not a problem with rain. If you leave your svarim out there, ein zeh torach, and it's not considered a tirchah. So it would be preferable to learn in the sukkah. Bottom line is, if you can learn equally well in the sukkah, learn in the sukkah. But if it's going to make you learn less well, or if you need svarim, etc., or it's too cold, so then better to learn in the house. We'll conclude today's share with Dear Shul footnotes number 34 and 35, which alone we'll see how far we get. So what about bringing in a tanur, an oven, into the sukkah when it's cold? So today, for us, we'll see it's very easy. You can bring in an electric heater much more easily than you can go and build an oven, a fire pit in the sukkah. So what's the din? So he brings out from the Prima Godim, Sha'ashri lo, praiseworthy is such a person that brings a tanur into a sukkah. And the Bikur Yaakov adds, She'ischachim odom ligrom shiuchalumo besukkah below Torah. You should try to do everything possible to learn in the sukkah without difficulty. And it's nice and warm, and they'll be able to do so. In order to be mechayiv in the sukkah rather than to be potter in the sukkah. And he says, V'chola mosif b'kiyum mitzvah mosif lo birchos brocha min hashemayim. And anything you do that will allow you to stay in the sukkah more, to make the sukkah nicer, to make the sukkah warmer, to make the sukkah cooler, as we'll see, so then that is preferable. And this was the opinion of the Chofetz Chaim and the Rishker Rav Zatzal, l'hachnis tanu l'sukkah. They brought in an oven into the sukkah so they could stay in the sukkah even when it was cold. Why don't we obligate you to go and bring a tanner into the sukkah? So he has a whole discussion why that's not essentially necessary to do so. I ain't showing the rest of this footnote. And he points out, Mistama, the same thing would apply in regards to air conditioning. If you could bring something to cool off, a fan nowadays would be very easy to bring in there. So that would be certainly wonderful and preferable. The issue footnote number 35 brings down
in the second paragraph, if you can't leave your bed in the sukkah all day long, it's not enough room, and you'd have to go and be matriach to take it in and out every night. So, nevertheless, you have to do that. Rosh Hashanah Zatzal says, that's not called being mitzdayer. Because that's the mitzvah. However, if it's something that is very, very difficult to do so, and you don't have the easy access to do so, then you would in fact be part of sleeping in the sukkah in that situation. With this, we conclude today's shiur.